This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. I'm talking with Jamie Beckett of AOPA. Jamie, thanks for being here. So AOPA will be holding a Rusty Pilot Seminar at Sun and Fun this year for pilots who have been out of the air for a while and are looking to get flying again. How long has AOPA been conducting these kinds of seminars?
It's about a four-year-old program, although this is the second version of the Rusty Pilot Seminar itself. The actual content has changed. And I have to say, I like the original. This is so much better. It really is terrific.
So what kind of improvements have you made?
Chris Mosier, who is the guy who will be presenting it in Lakeland at Sun and Fun, he wrote it, really, but he put together this great scenario-based program. So it really is a ground school experience. It doesn't matter if you're dealing with five people or 500 people. The attendees make the decisions about this scenario-based flight. It's not just the presenter talking and you listen. It's a participatory experience. And it really does draw people back into that PIC experience of making decisions, gathering information, making new decisions, remaining open to the possibility that this flight may not work out the way we thought. What are our options? And that's so important because it really is just a case of getting people back and making them realize, you remember how to do this. It's all still in your head. We're just going to refresh it. We're going to bring in the new technology like GPS and iPads, things like that that are so common. But it's really going to become much more accessible and much more fun than you thought it was. There's a lot of laughter at Rusty Pilots.
So as you do, you obviously you've done quite a few of these seminars, I'm assuming, over the last 4 years. What are you finding out about the kind of pilots who attend?
You know, it's been interesting. We did do 250 of these last year. This year, 2018, we'll do about 200, I believe. And, you know, I've got to say, I expected it was going to be a lot of guys in their 60s and 70s. And that's true to a degree. But I didn't expect I'd meet people in their 20s and 30s, people who had started flying and then college came along and the new career and just flying slipped down the priority list until they hadn't been doing it for a while. That part's really interesting. You know, being rusty is just almost a rite of passage in general aviation. It's very common. And to have a program where people can come with no concern for embarrassment or anything, it makes a big difference. And I'll tell you a story. I did one of these in Lakeland years ago, and there was a woman who we do endorsements. You get an endorsement for the ground portion of your flight review. And there was a woman that held back, and she just didn't come up and didn't come up, and everybody was gone. And finally, she came up to get her endorsement. She said, you know, I was so nervous to come here, and I really just I didn't think that this was going to be for me, and I had the best time. And I asked her, what was the thing that kept you back? And she just, I just thought I wouldn't know anything anymore, and it came right back to me. It's very gratifying because people will finish that part. Then we try to do these in conjunction generally with flight schools or flying clubs so they can jump right into the flying portion and actually get back to current again.
I know you said those seminars are getting more scenario-based. Are there any particular areas you try to focus on during them just to get people started?
The FAA defines what's going to be in a flight review. The ground portion, the specific material you're going to cover, and same thing in the flight portion, you know, based on your certification level. So we cover what the FAA requires, but we do it in a scenario-based way so that there is a flight with two legs, and it has all the normal potential problems you're going to come up with. You discover an issue on pre-flight. Maybe the weather's not what you thought after you're on your way. And the great thing is the flight covers every type of airspace except Alpha. So special use airspace, Charlie, Delta, non-powered airports, it's all in there. And that can give people a lot of confidence because people traditionally believe that, gee, I'm rusty, I don't fly a lot, maybe I want to fly at a non-towered airport, that would be better. And they come to find out flying in Bravo airspace is easier than flying in non-towered airspace. I mean, they're both great and they both have their function, but there's no reason to be afraid of flying through Bravo airspace. It's actually fairly simple. It's a real confidence builder, and I must say, as a presenter, as somebody who gets to teach this course, it really gives me a kind of a thrill that these people come in generally with a little bit of anticipation, a little bit of trepidation. They want to try this. They're not sure they have what it takes to get back. And by the end, they're like, I got this. This is great. So I enjoy that tremendously. Even I think I enjoy it more than they do sometimes, but I try hard to make them enjoy it more than me.
What's the number one piece of advice you'd give for a pilot who's looking at trying to get flying again?
It's not as tough as you think. You know, when people are rusty, especially when they're rusty for 20 or 30 years, which does happen, they generally don't really know how you can get back, what gets you back. They think you have to start over at the beginning and do the written test and do the flight test. And you don't have to do any of that. You work with a flight instructor till you're proficient and comfortable again. You can't fail a flight review. There is no notation that goes in your logbook that you didn't complete it today. So it really is just a simple process and one that you'll generally enjoy. I've talked to a number of people who have gone decades without flying, and they're surprised on the first flight back, they make the first landing. Now, it may not be pretty, but it's safe and functional. And it's a real surprise to them that they still have this skill set. And that's really encouraging to me. Flying, you know, the mechanics of flying, in all honesty, Kate, you know, an 8-year-old can do it. It's not that tough. Look out the window and take the controls. It's the decision-making process that makes us safe pilots. That's really what the rusty pilot is there to do. Give you the information you need, remind you of the processes and the tools that are available, introduce you to some of the new things that weren't there when we started in this business, and give you the confidence to go ahead and do that flight portion where you'll find out, hey, I'm having fun again. This is, I remember this. I like this. That part's pretty great.
So for the folks who will be at Sun and Fun this year, where can they find the seminar and what time should they be there?
It's at the AOPA Pavilion, the AOPA campus right next to the FAA building. It'll be on Wednesday, April 11th at 9 in the morning. I suspect if you were to get there at 8, there might be like a free breakfast kind of thing that goes along with it. We traditionally do that. It's a great experience because it'll be 100 people or more. And it's really, really far more fun and far less intimidating than you think it's going to be. Generally, people go into that. Even people who are current, by the way, go to Rusty Pilots to prepare for their flight review, or just because they like going to the educational experience. It's not entirely Rusty Pilots. It's just a really good, solid ground school experience. But Wednesday, April 11th, 9 a.m. at the AOPA campus, right next to the FAA building. And I promise, I'm not the presenter, but I'll be there and I'll wave at you and I'll shake your hand and I'll encourage you every bit of the way.
Excellent. Well, Jamie, thanks for taking the time to talk. I'm really looking forward to checking out the seminar.
Thanks so much, Kate. I look forward to seeing you there.
This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.